And we're back.
We're back.
And I'm here with my boy
Manny with an IE, you know.
And we've got a very special guest with us. We've got an artist here with us. And his name is
My Valley.
My Valley.
Yeah. How you doing, my bro? I'm good.
We're chilling. Marax,
nice,
what's
nice,
up?
Nice.
What's popping? So obviously this episode on alternative radio, we're gonna hit you with a few albums that dropped last month and a bit of this month, while we're gonna let you know a bit more about the upcoming superstar that is My Valley. Yeah?
My Valley.
Great.
But before we even go in there, why the name My Valley first of all, sir?
Yeah, like I've always felt like I had something special. I'm kind of like marvelous. So I think I just decided to go with the name My Valley. But originally it was My Valley also. Because of like Nipsey Hussle, I really used to look up to Nipsey Hussle. So I wanted something great too, like marvelous, but I wanted something kind of like, you know, African, Jamaican. And I chose My Valley.
Wait, I don't understand. Which one is Jamaican? Wait. Which is the Jamaican in the name? I don't understand.
Mavali.
Like Mavado, Abi.
Yeah, like Mavado.
Oh.
Yeah, you get now.
Oh, Jassy Manny. You get it.
I thought you said you got it from Marvelous. I don't understand.
Yes, now. Marvelous, like, great.
Oh, so, like...
That's
so,
Ahmed. You know, Ahmed, like, if you check, the meaning of Ahmed is marvelous.
Okay.
You know, right?
So, they dissect town.
Yeah, it's kind of deep, but let's just keep it simple, My Valley.
Makes sense.
My Valley. Yeah.
Makes sense. That's what's up, though. And you signed to a label, are you?
No, like right now I'm on my own. I own my label. But I used to be signed to a label.
What's the name of the label you were signed to?
2304 is an indie label in Nigeria.
That's fine. And you left on good terms or
I won't say good terms. Does it ever end well?
But
you know, they were trying to own too much. Because I didn't have like so much to like bring to the table as well. So like I was like succumbed to like some things. So at some point I'm like, fuck that shit, man. But like now we're cool now, you know. Like,
that's what's up.
We grew past that.
Cool.
So quick question. So do you want to be an independent artist, or you want to get signed to a label like in the nearest future?
I would say more of like partnership, because right now I think like the Afrobeat is getting so great that like you don't need to like make the mistakes the hip hop people made now.
Right.
So I feel more of like partnership while I stay independent. Like I really want to be in control of my arts. Like all those labels shit, I don't like it. So I feel like partnership is more of like something that I'm like.
Fair enough. But what if a record label gives you a proper deal? Like a very good deal. Will you take it?
A record label give me a proper deal. Like if the proper deal, you know, there are different kind of deal, yeah.
Right.
But if the proper deal, like, as be still like being in control of my art, being in control of my release, being in control of who I want to be, and like, you know, I'm happy with what, you know, is coming on, and it keeps me independent, like, in so many ways, because you know this label, they want to be in control so much. So they can't never, like, you know, leave that. They'll always want to be in control. So if it seems like more of like partnership for me, of course I'll take it.
On that case, speaking of people that aren't really in control of their music, I want to start with Wizkid.
But
no,
Wizkid.
Do you think he's not in control of his music?
Like,
he's not in control of nothing. Don't let him deceive you. Don't let him deceive you.
You think so?
We know so.
That deal signed. That's another story for another day, but that deal is signed. It's still paying it off.
But you know, like, I feel for Wizkid here to be like great, he must like be in control of his dreams. So if he is not in control of his dreams, I don't think it will stay great. So like from Wizkid, Burner, all these guys here, I just feel like they are still in control. Like in it's because they're in control. That's why they can stay in control and keep growing and being great.
In some capacity.
Some other people's dream can be working for them, you know.
I hear that, but you need to understand that like it's not as if he doesn't have like a little bit of control of what he does, but then like for him to be able to put out music, he has to go through the wall management.
Yeah, it's an issue.
It's an issue for him to put out music at any time. He can't just drop music at any time he wants. He has to go through management. And also, you know, there was a time they didn't even let him drop, so he had to drop the that EP, Starboy EP at the time.
Yeah,
so
Starboy.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't really him, but it was him. Understand that, man?
Right. But Wizkid being Wizkid, like a lot of people do not know that just because of his like his status quo and you know the demeanor he's always giving us and all of that kind of situation. Yeah. But yeah, speaking about Wizkid, he dropped an album now, didn't he?
Yeah. More love, less ego.
More love, less ego. Yeah. Like, and it's great.
You love the album, Avali.
Yeah.
You think the album is good?
I love Wow. I love A Flower Pad. I think the album is great.
Alright. Wow. Interesting.
For real.
Nah, man. That album is
interesting.
What do you think, Murad?
That was not Wizkid's. That wasn't Wizkid's best. That wasn't Wizkid's average. That was Wizkid's, one of Wizkid's worst I've seen, man.
Facts.
That's one of Wizkid's worst I've seen, man.
Facts.
I'm sorry to say, I listened to that thing quite a few times, and I said, this isn't going down well, man.
Right.
This isn't going down well. Obviously, there are some songs I like on it, but 13 songs, Wizzy, no try.
But there are some couple of songs that are good though. I like Wow and I like Two Sugar.
See, we both like Wow. Like
yeah, Wow, Two Sugar. I know Mavali, you like Slip and Slide.
Yeah, like I don't Slip and Slide. Like you know, like I've not heard it. Like you know, it's like stay on there and so much like that. But like once I hear, I love Whiskey. Anything Whiskey drops, I believe in it. Like I'm a big Whiskey fan. You
be FC. You did.
I'll be FC. No, I don't be FC. No, not FC. Just believe in Wizkid. You know, when you just know that Wizkid knows what he's doing. Mm. You know, and then he just drops an album. Like I don't listen to a lot of like music. I listen to a lot of myself more than listen to. So when I listen to like Wizkid's album when I'm driving, listen to it, and I know I like it already. But I know Flower Pad and Wow, like. I put down repeats. Like I can listen to Wow all day. Like you know that
listening to Wow. Is it because of Wizkid on the track or is it because of
Don't Because Skeppy of Naramali.
And Naramali. Okay.
It's because of Naramali. Like, for real.
Wizkid
is on Wizkid's album. Like you know, the fact that I love Wizkid, you know, it just makes it smooth. It's Wizkid, bro.
It's still,
you know, and like the next day he's performing it to 20,000 people and they are singing it along. Like you should know that like some people are like, you know, feeling it.
No, but that's not facts though. Because when he performed it what's it called? When he performed it on Apple Music Live, everybody was looking at him like, but I enjoyed his to be honest, I won't even lie, I enjoyed the performance on Apple Music Live. I won't even take that away from him because that was some matured, cool, is it Eli or Eli type of setting? So
top level
live type of performance. The stage itself is that stage was magnificent as fuck.
Magnificent,
mm-hmm.
as in, see the way our style came out, and it was like, bro, like Shreddy was looking, But what do you guys think about Wizkid and what he said to the Nigerian rap game?
Yeah, Maval, you can start, you can.
Yeah, like, I don't know if he really meant like Nigerian or rap scene, but one kind shah, like, it's human too, like, you know, it came off like the way it came off, yeah, but it's just what it is, like, you know, everyone started as a rapper, like, I think everyone that like sings now or somehow like blend like the Afro pop and Afro beats as it is right now, like, I feel everyone started as a rapper one way. But
my I'm going to fight with you with your Afro beats. What is Afro beats?
Afro beats is like the new, like, you know, the different kind of Afro be like the Afro fusion, and everybody saying that, oh, they are doing different kind of Afro be like, we are all African, and like, it's Afro beats when it's like fella, but Afro beats is like the different kind of Afro beats, like beats going on all over Africa. Yeah, that's the S, right? Right,
y'all
right.
Are disturbing yourself.
Like, I don't watch that documentary.
You watch the documentary.
I reason with him, like, Kapo Am now. Everybody talks in Afro fusion, Afro emo, emo Afro, whatever, like CK says it's doing. So everyone's saying different kind of Afro beats. So just to classify everybody, like, in a whole, in like in a sentence, it's not like a thing, but if you want to explain it, just like a lingua, like, you know. Just explain that we're all the everybody doing the different kind of Afro beats. She gets it's not like a thing. I think it's more of like a lingua, like, oh, Afro beats, all the Afro. She get what I mean now. So that's what I mean.
I'll let you have it, but I don't agree with it. But it's wrong. I'll let you have it, but I don't agree with that.
Yeah, so like everyone started as a rapper one way or the other. That's how they fused hip hop and like the whole thing. But right now, it's just like everyone is enjoying the singing vibe, and that's what is, you know, catchy. That's people need to dance all over the world. So that's what it means by like Africa, like rapping is like actually like copying, like, you know, the hip-hop people. Like, except the people doing it great in their different ways, like Sarkodi and all these guys, like, for real rap, people doing hardcore rap, like, even Black Bones sings, you know, like, even Zlatan sings, like, you know, everyone is, you know, doing the Afro because that's what people are enjoying, like, the culture they are bringing to the to Afrobeat to the world, like, thing, Afrobeat to the world, like, everyone is enjoying the dance, the Africanness. So I don't really think, like, rapping is what they used to have. They are tired of it. Like, that's what it meant. Like, it's just seeing it on a bigger ground, but maybe on a different way. But it's just probably trying to, like, motivate the rappers to try to, like, do some more of, like, singing, some more of, like, cultural stuff to their rap, like Zlatan is doing, like Black Bones is doing. Like, stop doing the hardcore thing and trying to, like, copy rap like American people, because these Americans, they want to hear Afrobeats, like, now. Like, I'm in the gym, like, now, bro, white people, like, African American, they're playing Wizkid back to back. Like, this Wizkid album you're talking about, like, they play, like, every day in the gym. I'm like, Peru Para, like, Fireboy or Malay in the gym. I'm like, white people, and they are, you know, it's getting to that level already. So I'm like, people really want to dance.
But then again, one thing we need to always understand is, like, at the end of the day, it's like, bro, being a rapper is a little more of passion than the way the Afro movement singing is going. Do you understand what I'm saying? For you to be a rapper, like, you have passion to rap. But for you to be like an Afrobeat singer or some kind of thing, you don't really need to have passion. It might just be that you're hungry and you have this bedu, because at the end of the day, we've seen it so many times happen, because this comedian guy that has this that had a banger this year, that's about to drop another banger with them, Ashake again. Ain't got no fucking pack. What's the guy's name?
Is it Kataifi?
Exactly.
He's not with Ashake. He's an Ashake copycat. The name of the guy is P Money or something, like.
Really?
He's just a copy of Ashake.
Oh, really?
Just a copy.
I thought it was really Ashake.
No, it's not really Ashake. Like a copycat, like, you know, the copy of what, like, cheap Bonan, like, go trendy now. So this guy is like a cheap Ashake, like the cheap version of Ashake, like just a copy of Ashake. It's copying Ashake.
Speaking, exactly, that even helps my emotion also, because it's like, bro, that nigga, you could tell, like, why, what the fuck is he doing, bro? You understand what I'm saying? So, like, when it now comes to, like, it comes to, like, rap, though, you need to understand that, like, a lot of people are not even making money from it, but they still want to do it. So, for one person, just because this is how I will feel also, if one person that, okay, because it's, like, one of the best artists in Nigeria to come, or Africa to ever come out, should not start shitting on my passion.
Yeah,
something
it came out really raw.
But you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I really don't care whether I agree to disagree with what you're saying. So I really don't care whether your he's speaking on a higher level or he's speaking on a lower level. This is what I do. This is something I know how to do, and this is how I feed myself and my family. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, like,
at the end of the day, not every rapper enjoys singing. Some people are just hardcore rappers and all of that kind of stuff. You understand? And which it goes back to what we always talk about in this podcast, Marax. We need diversity of music in Nigeria. We need that shit to go on, like, as soon as possible, because Nigeria is just like what is like a monopoly game. Everybody's just a bandwagon going this straight way. Okay, now your song they pop. Okay, you're in the top four. Okay,
top four. Mm-hmm. Are you the real?
Can you get? But in here, you can see, bro, the music we listen to in Atlanta is different from the music they listen to in Chicago. It's different from the music they listen to in New York. You understand what I'm saying? And it's gonna help upcoming artists, because if an upcoming artist can hold a show, it will sell out. You understand what I'm saying? It's gonna sell out to his own fans.
To his own fans.
You understand? So that's why I do not agree or buy that whole idea of what he's doing and all of that kind of stuff.
I feel for Wheezy, in terms of everybody is entitled to their own opinion. So in terms of him voicing his own opinion, that's fine. I feel what he said was his own opinion. But I feel when you get to that level as a particular artist, there are some certain things you should try and shy away from saying.
Right.
You are in a position where you should try and uplift so many things and so many different genres that maybe you're not feeling, but in a way you're meant to shed light on them. That's, oh, go listen to this guy, I'm feeling this guy. You understand what I'm saying? So I feel most of the other rappers, when they heard Wheezy say and they hold Wheezy in high regard, they felt slighted that Baba go just rap, say, you know, rap is dead, kiniko. It felt type of a way, like, are we not all in the same industry? You understand? Like, if you win, we win. Now you're saying, we're dead, that kind of thing. So I think it hurt them. In the large scheme of things, it hurt them. But I think for Wheezy, he's at a stage now where although people come at him a lot for it, but they come at him like, oh, he doesn't really bring up other artists. He doesn't have to bring up other artists. And that's actually fine. If you can't do that, you can't do that. It's not by force, but you should just be careful the way he says some things, because they've reached a level now where Waiting Burna and Wheezy Yan, even OBO, things they Yan to the Americans, is set in stone.
Someone's
not listening to, let's say you're an American, you know Burna, you know Wiz, and you know Davido. That's who you're jamming.
Right.
And you hear Wizkid say, oh, rap in Niger is dead. You're not gonna go and look for rap in Niger. You say, Wizzy said he's dead. Why am I listening? You understand? Saying he's dead. Yeah, I know they listen to that one again. It's us in Niger that we're like, waiting Wizzy, they talk, Wizzy knows Sabi. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because we know Wiz from, but for the new listeners, you understand? So I think in a way, low key, Wizzy, they take money out of their pockets, low key, in a way. From the international side, just trying to like
tell
them and be like, yo, just listen to Afro.
Just stick to
Afro.
Stealing all the other markets.
It was wrong for that. But we all live and learn.
I feel it's something of like the magazine, like trying to sell as well too. Like, obviously, something controversial.
Yes, and like, you're right.
They probably told Wizkid, like, you need to batch this shit up, and we are making sales. Like, we've gotten like tens of thousands more copies. Like, say something more controversial, bro. Like, we'll pay you more money or something like that. So, like, just because they'll keep selling, bro. You know how many more sales they would have made, like, the day that thing went up?
Facts.
Like, we want to make more. We want to make more.
I used to understand that that was a trap for WizKid for them. Because the article, they benefited from that article than WizKid has ever done. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
But moving on, Chad, what will leave WizKid for you?
For your perfect day.
But Vali, you dropped an EP this year called Nice and Slick, a two song EP. Great cover.
Yeah.
I think you played that song for me on the boat, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice jam. It was a nice jam. I'm right. Let me tell you something about my bad day.
Great.
Was this the one you dropped on his bad day?
No. I dropped one earlier this year.
Yeah, he dropped one earlier this year. One thing about my valley that caught me, and I was like, you know what? Okay. Oh, you want to pop up on this podcast? And I was like, yeah, I'm going to allow it. He's a very passionate artist. It's one thing to like be making music, and it's another thing to let your passion show. Mavali can perform anywhere. I mean anywhere. Like, plays music anywhere, it's gonna perform and it's gonna make that place lit. I've seen this happen so
much. Vibes on vibes.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've seen this happen so many. On the boat, when we had the boat cruise, the boat. At the last house party we did, like out of nowhere, it was like play my jam and it went hard. I'm not gonna take that away from you. But speaking on, how did this EP help your career and how did you come about it?
First the EP is produced like by my guy, Denzel. Like we go from way back, like from uni time. Yeah, so
IB boy.
No, Ivy Boy, okay. Uni Lauren.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the guy that produced Something Sweet by Buju.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Mm-hmm. So after this.
Buju.
I mean, yeah, Buju Benson.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he reached out to me like after like the whole thing, after Buju dropped his stuff. So we just kept in touch, and all of a sudden one day just hit me up that like, you know, he want to give me that, like I should listen to some pay from him, because we've been like that. But me, I didn't want to be like, you know, I'm, you know, trying to like, you know, seek something from him or anything. So I reached out, you know, we got in contact, and then, you know, he sent me the beat, and it was two beats that that caught my attention from the beat, and like I couldn't decide on which one to drop, and I just feel like it was like an explanation of my life during like that time, and there was one reflecting my bad side as a bad boy, and the other one was reflecting from a more humble side. So I just feel like, oh, like a taste of me, like that describes how I'm feeling, how the moment is at that time. And like this guy reached out to me by himself, like at the level of like fame, like whatever, like it was like people were reaching out to him, congratulating him that, oh wow, guy, you produced for Buju and stuff, like, and he reached out to me. So I felt like, no, he really wanted to give me. So I felt like, you know, he had to be too, and you know, he's doing what he's supposed to do, you know, showing who I am and like what I can do. And like, it's the first song I produced like independently after leaving my label. And like, yeah, by myself, like that I dropped, not produced. Like, you know, I've been recording by myself and trying to like get better. But like, first song that I was proud of, that I felt like, no, this is dope production, I love this. And like, I felt free. I felt like, I dropped my shit. And like, you know, that really marked a scene in my life, like in my existence. And down to the artwork, even the artwork guy, like, you know, it all happened like so coincidental. And
right.
It's more than just like me trying to like put out music for sale. I mean, marking like an existence in my life. And that's how all this, like, you know, my song has been. And even when I was in the label, like right now that I reflect, I feel when I listen to my song, like it marks a point in my life. But now to the artworks, now they are now, because I'm in control of the artwork now, obviously, because I'm paying the artwork.
Yeah.
So down to the artwork, it's really, for me, it's very personal, you know.
I listened to it. It was a dope EP, though. It was a nice EP. Morax, did you hear the EP?
I haven't listened to the EP yet. I've listened to 23. And there's one other song that you sound a lot like Tony Tetsula. I don't know if you... you sound a lot like him on that song.
Was it fast-paced or slow-paced?
It was like a mixture. It started off as like, you guys sound so much like Tony Tetsula in this, man.
Is it Nayu?
Nayu, got it.
Yeah.
Nayu.
Do you listen to Tony Tetsula?
I think I have an image of who he is, but I think he's a good artist. He dyed his hair, right?
Yeah.
I think I know him.
You're probably too young to know Tony Tetsula.
After this pod, yeah, go listen to it anytime. You'll see why.
Speaking of EP, Young John dropped an EP.
Wait, can we? It's not. Huh? Did he drop or did he just copy and paste and add one, two songs?
No, don't play my boy like that.
Bro, I mean, I like the song, but bro, he changed the color from white to red.
Yeah.
He put 2.0, he put 2.0 at the end of it, volume 2. Yeah. And he added two songs.
Is that not what he did with Naira Notes?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll support him here and I'll tell you why he had to do that.
All right. Because, listen, the first one didn't get enough attention, but.
That EP was too good. And to be honest, I wish I could sit down with Young John and talk about it. He will tell you that. More than likely, he will tell you I'm right. Because one of the things that happened with that EP, the first EP that he dropped, was I don't think the song he thought that was going to blow blue. I don't think Normally was the song that he wanted to. It was supposed to be Next to You.
Yes.
And Just Friends.
Yes. You don't get on.
Say you understand.
Yes.
As an artist, is Next to You and Just Friends that was supposed to blow. So that's why if you look at the new
He come out Just Friends. Come out.
He didn't add Just Friends, but he put that Next to You.
Next to You because of the feature. Because of the feature.
You understand that can't pee. And still again, still on skip. People are still not listening to that Next to You. And that's my favorite song.
Next to You is a jam.
I've not heard the EP.
And jam it.
One of the best EPs out there, bro.
Added Extra Cool and If You Leave, solid songs.
If you leave, solid time.
I go crazy.
Extra Cool took the vibe again. Extra Cool took the thing again.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. What I like about him is like some of the times he lets the instrumental do the talking sometimes. Baba will just go to roll on the roll, and just the beat will just be going pam-poo, and he just be adding his little harmony. Like, bro, I'm telling you, him and Phils, they did. I've never seen something like this in Nige like this. Like in Europe and in USA, you see, I am producer turned artist, and you're like, okay, cool. But these, both of them, they're actually doing it well. Right. Well. The kind of substance they're putting into their songs is like, they know, because they've been in the producer's booth before, they know what to lay on it, they know how to lay on that, and they both have voices as well. So,
right.
The only way is up, bro. The only way is up, bro.
They've gotten so many, like, influences by so many artists. Like, they've watched them do so many great artists too. You know how many records Young John produced? Like he's produced so many great artists. Like, he's seen them do their shit. He's learned. He's talented as fuck, you know.
And you know what I think also? I have this conspiracy theory about if Asake didn't blow this year, Young John would have been the guy.
Facts. I heard that.
You feel me?
But you need to understand that Asake's blowing is not natural.
It's natural though. Yeah.
No, because guy, the way Asake blew, my guy, this guy is, most of his songs are fully Yoruba. The way this guy blew, guy, it's not normal. It's not normal.
I mean, the things he's doing is not normal. The things that he's doing right now is not normal.
It's not normal. You can't be selling out like this on just like, bro. Olamide Badu self didn't sell out like this.
Sure, you know that he's about to do. Today, he tweeted that he has a special announcement for London again.
Again. After we went to go and see him on Sunday, I went on Sunday. Now has a special announcement again. Oh, no.
I don't think.
What day did you go?
Yeah, exactly. I was going to ask that same question.
Pardon?
Did you go to the first one or the second one?
I went to the first one where Badu came out and was throwing out his garments for us to bless us with.
What did you catch?
I didn't catch anything. When guys are there, I didn't catch anything.
But
bro, I think go on.
There's a third one coming, right?
Yeah, today's the third day. Today's the third day. Yeah. Right.
And
now,
he already announced that he's having another one. Like, he has not announced yet, but he said he has a special announcement, yeah.
Okay, we'll see. That show was crazy, bro.
I think today's on Burna Boy is gonna come out.
If Burna Boy comes out. that place goes ordinary. When Badu came out, yeah, it was like, because Badu knew the Heavenly come out. Right. Badu always gives the artist space. But when we heard no stop making, and we had Badu, and he just walked on stage, I said, damn, everywhere just scattered first, like wait. As he finished his verse, now started offing every time. I said, yeah. And he walked on stage, said, bro, this is your sign. Like, as again knows where I go on, man. Like, 3 nights is not a joke.
I swear, man.
3 nights is not a joke. And he has already done Yankee.
He has done Yankee.
He has not performed in Nigeria this year, has he?
No, but he sold out.
He said, yeah. Quote, 3 days too, right? He's doing three days.
No, it's one day. It's one day.
I think it's 2 days because I just saw second day sold out now, like a few hours ago. I think it's 2 days. But for them to say second day sold out, that means there's a third day, like, or something.
That's the same concert. They said people don't go pay for
70k.
People paid.
Hell yeah, 70,000 naira.
Man,
so good.
Mr. Money with the vibe right now.
Nasu.
Bella Schmada also dropped though. Yes, high tension.
Is it high tension or hypertension? I wasn't too sure.
Ah, with it.
Hypertension.
It's
hypertension.
Yeah.
It's hypertension.
Shit. My bad. I thought it was high tension.
It's hypertension. 15 songs. Cool.
What do you guys think about it?
I liked two songs out of it. I think the album was all right for Bella Smothers' level. It wasn't bad. It was all right for his level. The features were calm. He selected his features very well. But the two standout songs for me were Philo and No Other with Victoni. I think the production on No Other was something else, man. It was something else. But I like the way Bella Smothers is developing as an artist. He's creating his own niche, which is very, very important nowadays as a Nigerian artist. As Manny said, there needs to be a lot of diversity. And if you have your own core fans, you're already winning. Don't try and blow like Burna, OBO and Cole. Not everybody will like you, but once you have your niche and you know your core fans, and you know if you say you're doing a show so time, you know your guys will come. Yeah, so I think that's what most artists should be looking at now. But
I mean I didn't really hear it. I think I only heard
Asher is good. I heard Asher. Philo, I like Philo too, because I think that one is popular.
I think there's a video,
Bella Schmoda is really good. He's doing something really great for real.
Shout out to Bella Schmoda.
Yeah,
shout out to him. Moving on, we have Black Bones, Young Preacher.
Yeah.
Who's a fan of Black Bones here? Do you think Black Bones is a great artist.
Black Bones has his core fans, man. You two just did a show in London, sold out, even though it was a small hall place, but it was sold out regardless. He has his fans. I mean, if you listen to Black Bones long enough, you'll like him. He's one of those artists, you just keep listening to him, you'll find a few songs where you like, you understand? You find
like, but for me, I think it's just I like his I like the way he promotes his shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But aside from that, I like Back in Uni in the album.
Like it's Back in Uni,
that's it. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And you could tell he does his own.
What about
you could tell he does his own. He even does his promotion himself. You can tell. Mm. You know? You can tell he does his promotion himself. But one song I really do not agree with. And I watched the it was a video podcast I watched, and he talked about fake Nikes, like, nigga, bro.
Yeah, because he has fake Nikes. Is that not why he did the song?
But then he came up with he came up with the whole idea of will you buy original Nikes? Like, nigga, if you cannot buy Nikes, wear Converse.
Yeah, he's saying it like Nike is very, very expensive.
Yeah, aside from me being expensive, like, I went, like, people shit on because what you're doing is not making sense, and you know it's not making sense, but you try to make it make sense to other people. Like, you try to make, you know what I'm saying? You try to justify your dumb action.
Yes, now probably someone already, like, told you he's wearing fake Nikes or something.
Sure, you get. Because I remember the picture he posted that caused this. He had like 20 Nikes, and a lot of the shoes he was wearing are shoes that were not even created.
Yeah. His Instagram shoes.
A lot of the shoes he was wearing, they were not even made. Not stuck of being, like, you understand that kind of thing. They were like prototype shoes that he was wearing, that he had in the picture. They're like, you know the way Nike will show a shoe and they will never bring it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to family and friends. And nigga, you're trying to justify wearing fake Nikes. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm, like, bro, that's. But aside from that, I give the guys, work ethic is crazy.
Yeah, really crazy. Like, how many albums does he have now?
I think he has about three or four.
Let me get that up.
I know he does a lot of EP shot. He has Last Time Under in 2018. Then he did, was it Bad Boy Black? Yes. Yeah. Bad Boy Black, that's two. Then he did the EP Bad Boy Black. That was just an EP. Then this set is four. He has four. Oh, except if we're gonna add and Build the Lamp. The one
don't add
the,
that. Don't add that.
Okay, yeah. Then he has
Sex Over Love. Yeah. That was 2 years ago, I think, or last year.
Yeah, so it's 4 years. He has four albums then, I think three EPs. And he does all the shit himself. I don't know why he's still even signed. He's doing all the shit himself, though.
You need to talk to MI for that one.
I thought MI, did the Lambo is their president,
sir. MI still could get hand, or we know could get hand enough.
I don't have you. I don't have you. So, Mval, let me ask you an important question, though. Now that you're based in the US, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's harder for your music to reach your fans? Because I'm pretty sure most of your fans are in Nigeria, right? So how do you think it's affecting how do you think you being away from the country where your fans are is affecting your music?
My fans are Nigerians, but I don't think they are in Nigeria. Like, there are so many Nigerians all over. You know how many people come out for Asake? Asake has literally not been in Nigeria like for a whole year, you know? And there's no money in Nigeria. Like, there's people like grassroots, but in the bigger picture, like, Nigerians are literally all over the world, like in every country all over the world. And they are all on the internet. So, like, you might not be with the grassroots people to like push your music, but if your music like goes mainstream, like being able to like finance yourself as an independent artist, like while you're trying to make it, you know, if you go mainstream, your fans are going to connect from you, Nigerians all over the world.
That makes sense. And the connection is very important. But do you see yourself going to Nigeria anytime soon?
Yeah, like, of course, like, after a few months, like, I kick off, like, you know, I might not kick off in Nigeria. Like, literally, like, Asake showed it, like, it's possible not to be in Nigeria, and people in Nigeria will be feeling you. People in Nigeria don't have money to pay for tickets, but they will enjoy it on social media for ₦1. Like, ₦1 of your data, they will see Asake perform for a few minutes, and they enjoy it. But they can't, a lot of them can't pay the 70k to see him. But they will enjoy it and be, you know, they'll be his fan, you know. So if I'm not in Nigeria from the beginning, you know, I'll be doing my thing now. Like, I'll go to other countries. Like, but when it's time for me to go to Nigeria, I must make sure at least I'm making my dollars now. Like, you know, I'm not more making money in Naira. I'm like making money in dollars. Like, if it's not $100 you're going to pay for my tickets, then maybe I'm not going to come. Like,
right.
Shake it. But I would have gone to other countries, like would have been CCK. CK is probably performing in Nigeria for the first time this year in December. Like, all through the year, was going all over the world. Like, his fans are not even Nigerians, bro. Shake it. His fans are more white people, Latinos now, bro. Shake it. So it's bigger than that already. He's Afrobeat to the world.
Makes sense.
I swear. Not Naira, man.
Speaking of Latinos, sorry. One of the songs you spoke is built on Spanish. Am I correct? One of your songs.
What song?
There's one song you spoke a bit of Spanish. Mm. Or I'm bugging. Or I did hear stuff.
It could be like, you know, as like maybe sound a little bit Spanish, like, but like it's either Yoruba or it's either Yoruba or African language. Yoruba, Igbo, on Pidgin or English. But you understand, I put it in like Spanish way. Eh?
You understand a bit of Igbo as well.
Igbo. Yeah. Like, you know, from Igbo movies though. But like, I'll make sure I know the meaning.
Okay.
Like, I'll make sure I know the meaning. I'll ask someone like, oh, this thing came to me. It just came to me. I'm like, oh, what's the meaning? I want to make sure before I put in my song. And they'll tell me, I'll be like, oh yeah, that really goes with like what I'm trying to say. Jacob. So like, unconsciously, I think I learned a bit of Igbo, like, so it comes out of my song. Then Pidgin, but I'm gonna put in like Latino wheel or something. I like Raul Alejandro. I listen to some Spanish guys too.
That makes sense, because most artists, as what you said now is very important. You are like, you ask for the meaning of the name before you put it in the song. Some artists, they'll just be like, I will flow. They just put it in, they don't even care and they will hit. But that shows, as Manny said, you're really passionate about what you're doing. So you want to know that, okay, does this thing actually fit? Will it make sense if I say, if an Igbo person hears, it's like, okay, that actually makes sense. Don't be saying, I can bam on 1, 2, add 2 + 2, anyhow. Oh, blow. It doesn't blow.
And speaking of people that know their music, Ahmed, do you listen to T.I. Blaze?
Yeah, I listen to T.I. Blaze.
You know, he just dropped an album.
Yeah, El Major.
Did you hear the album?
Yeah, I did. Like,
what do you
but
think
not
of the album?
Cool. Good production. Like, you got like some, it's like good songs. I won't say it songs. Like, I listened to a couple of songs like well, but you know, it's still trying to like, you know, do something good. You know, but
he's trying,
he's not up there, but he has few songs on the album. But from what he has been doing, Kilo, Coming with Kilo featuring, but like, obviously my expectations were a little bit higher, but still had like some songs that I liked, you know.
But quick question, Morax, let me ask you this question.
Yeah,
is T.I. Blaze a street artist or a pop artist? Which one?
Mixture.
Street pop.
because street artists not supposed to get the kind features.
Guy, exactly.
T.I. Blaze gets.
Exactly.
He's not meant to get this type of features. God. Like, okay, Olamide, that's normal. That's for any street artist, you get Olamide, that's normal. That's like a blessing. But I'm seeing some people here on this
I'm telling you, and you just remember in his EP, he did Blackie, the South African rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
That song is a major song, though.
He's a mixture of the two. He's not fully streets, and at the same time, he's like, I think what he's doing is not putting himself in a box.
Right.
He's not trying to say, you understand that kind of thing. Don't say I'm not fully street though. Like, I can mix and match with people that are doing. For example, I'm a piano. I can do that as well if you want. So I think that's good on his CV. Because if you look at the features now, it's got Bakro G. Bakro G has been doing a lot with Nigerian artists lately, to be honest. He has a song with Bella Smith. I think he has one coming up with Omali. So he's been around. Then you go to Ladipo. I was surprised with that one. Ladipo. That was a bit weird for me. I said, from where to where? Then I saw Faith. I said, that's another one. Like, where are the connects going? You understand what I'm saying? But I mean, kudos to him, man. Let him keep doing that. I don't know how old he is. He seems very young.
He's a young boy. Very young boy.
Yeah.
Young boy.
Probably still in his teens or maybe high as 21.
Probably 21, 22. Yeah. I think he likes to be 21 or 22.
He should keep doing his thing, man.
He should keep doing his thing. And moving on, there's a class of 22, Ijoya. But I don't understand. Is Ijoya a person or...
Man, this is like the third class, bro, I think.
My bro, AK is on it. AK is on the
Ijoya album. Ijoya.
A lot of people
that if you look at the old class, you see that those people that are on there have blown in some sort of extent.
Right.
It's like a Nigeria's type of, let's say, triple XL, I mean, it's you go call them.
So Ijoya is not a class person. So wait, quick question. Ijoya is not a person.
I don't think so. I think it's an actual company.
I think it's like a label, man.
Yeah, it's a music distribution company powering Africa's new global stars.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So they're basically trying to promote and showcase who's up next, basically. Because their class of 20 had people like Buju on it. Remy Baggins, Jimmy Abduls, you understand? Sute, Means, Fashion Up. That was 20. That was class of 20. So as you go up the classes, you're like, okay, cool. And in this class of 22, you got people like NYRP, Sebastian, if you know.
Our boy Sebastian.
You know, Terry.
As a pioneer of our podcast.
He hopped on for us. So, 2023, maybe we'll see Mavali on them, man. Maybe we'll see Mavali on them.
Maybe. As long as the deal is not hurting me. Like, do you know how much Buju is making from Mind Games?
Right.
You know it was Mind Games that was on the Ijoya album, right?
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah, they might be moving you up, like, with the productions, because, like, a lot of people don't have production, and distribution, access to, like worldwide, like, good distribution, shake it.
Yeah.
So, as long as the deal I'm signing, like, is good and the favor is, like, why not? You know?
Right. I feel you. Mm-hmm. I feel you.
Hopefully, I'm on it.
Before we leave and before we end this episode, because this is the last episode for the year, so this is our season 2 episode. I don't know, episode what? Murat.
Give me a minute.
He said, give me a minute. Whatever episode we are on, this is our season 2. This is the second year of us doing this podcast independently. No market pushing, nothing. And you were able to be charted on the Apple Music podcast. Yeah. And I hope in season 3, Murak will do his job and get us a round of applause edits. Because I've been saying this since last year. So we're number 19 on the Apple Music podcast. Which is not bad for a podcast that...
Episode 10.
Oh, episode 10. That's not bad. That's not bad. Not bad at all. Not bad
episode
at
10
all.
This season, yeah.
Wow. Season 2, episode 10. Yeah. Not bad at all. So, this year, which I'm very grateful to our pioneer listeners, because I know our listeners, we know our core fans. We know them. We know them. All across the 5 countries that are listening. And we really appreciate everyone that's listened.
Yeah.
And before we leave, I have one more question for Mavali. Where do you see your music going to in the nearest place and like nearest future?
I see a fan base that is more of a, what I put in quotes, cult, like a core fan base, like a really strong fan base to whatever level like God blesses me with. Or, you know, I see them in thousands. I see people that my music changed their lives. You know, I see people that I connect with my music and like catch up and be like, oh, he's been there all along.
Right. You
know, those kind of like core people and like in thousands. And, you know, I see myself changing people's lives with my music, my family. I see myself in a, you know, really good place. And I pray God, like, you know, keeps me alive to keep, you know, keep doing what I love to do, you know. That's all, bro. That's all.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah. And you just dropped a new song. Do you want to introduce your song to the people?
Yeah. My song 23 is out on all streaming platforms. The song is a really special song to me. I love the song, and like, I hope you, you know, listen to it and like, you know, connect with it. Don't just listen to it, just connect with it on the level down. You know, I want you to like connect with it. Like, great song. I'm coming out with good songs too. Great songs. I don't stop, I won't stop. You know, amazing song.
That's fire. That's fire. Murat, how are we ending this shit? Round it up for us, please.
Yeah. He said it all, innit? Thanks for the. Thanks to all the guests that came. You could have easily said no, but you guys saw the potential. And yeah, we're gonna be back even better
next year.
Believe that, yeah.
Next year.
We should take this thing seriously. You guys are in trouble, though. We should actually take this thing seriously.
Bro, facts.
You guys are in trouble, man.
Facts.
Like, no, deeply, Mavali, we do one episode a month. Oh, if we should start and increase to like 2,
and I'm thinking we should start making the YouTube video podcast also.
If we start doing that and we start putting in work and everything on more, let's not talk too much.
Not too much.
But yeah, honorable shout out to GB, loyal guest. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you, man. I'm so happy to be here, man, bro.
Shout out to you, my man, for coming through, man. We know it's not easy. Your busy schedule and that shows and that. It's not easy. It's not easy. Yeah, I don't laugh, bro.
It didn't happen like that.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Bless.
All right, now. Everyone, Merry Christmas and have a happy new year.
Bruh.